Would you turn with me to Deacon Street? Do you want me to use this one or a cordless? I'll use this one. Would you turn with me to 1 John, the 5th chapter? And let's hear from the Word of God. I'll only take a few minutes. I wanted to follow up our conversation time with, you know, finishing with a sermon that can enlighten all of us about our topic and what we're discussing today with our youth. Thank you, Preston. I want to thank all of our youth and young adult leadership team members for being supportive and doing wonderful work. 1 John 5, 1 through 5. The words are on the screen. Read along or follow along with me. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. That is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Let me read verse 3b and 4 and 5 again. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. That is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, the Word of our God. Reaction versus reality. How many of you know that just because somebody reacts to it doesn't necessarily mean that is the true reality of the case? Let me give an example. Just because somebody smiles in your face doesn't necessarily mean they're smiling on the inside or really believe what you're talking about, right? Reaction versus reality. Just because somebody gives you something means that that person likes you. Huh? Okay, another reaction versus reality. Just because somebody likes a post on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, just because somebody watches YouTube and watches Ebenezer's worship service doesn't necessarily mean they like you, they like our church, like the video. Sometimes what it is just people reacting. And sometimes we react before we actually show what it is on the inside. Does that make sense? So this morning, 1,000 likes but no love. If I don't say anything else, let me just say this one thing. Just because somebody, again, smiles or likes or whatever it is in front of you doesn't necessarily mean that is the thing that defines that moment. Just because we come to church doesn't necessarily mean we love God. Let me say it again for those in the back. Just because we come to church, we dress nice, we look nice, doesn't necessarily mean that we love God, that we are Christians, that we are believers. Sometimes it just means we go to church, we look nice, and we belong to a family of people that may believe in God. Reaction versus reality. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God is what the scripture tells us. The other thing I want you to do, and I just want you to say it under your breath, okay? I am loved. Would you say that? Now say it again like you mean it. If you're on social media watching us via YouTube, just type that in the box. I am loved. Say it again. I am loved. Do you know that there is a God who loved us before we loved ourselves? That's excellent news, but sometimes that doesn't make sense to me. I'm just being honest. I'm standing boldly before you to tell you sometimes I don't understand God's love. I don't understand how God would love me just as much as he loved his son who was perfect. because I know that I'm flawed. I don't understand how God loves me and loves the person that's on the street corner who's never introduced themselves to him or him to them. I don't understand how that relationship works. How can you love somebody before they're even born, before they even come in? And this is the thing that I love about it, that God loves us so much that not only is he concerned about our well-being now, but he knew before the beginning of time all the mistakes that we would make. He knew before the beginning of time how many times we would doubt him. He knew before the beginning of time what we would be like in this very moment. Whether y'all are really liking this sermon or not, whether y'all are really caring for this moment or not, he knew exactly what our emotions would be, and yet he still loved us for us. That's amazing news. It's great news, but it doesn't always make sense. It doesn't make sense how God would love President Putin just the same as he would love us. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense how God would love racists just as he much loves people who are down and sick and out and lame and don't know anything but him, that only call upon him. He loves that sinner just as much. This love is amazing, but it doesn't always make sense. And sometimes it doesn't make sense because we add to that issue. We add to the reaction phase of worship. We add to the reaction phase of calling ourselves Christians, but some of us don't really know him. And if you don't know God, how can you love him? More importantly, Scripture says, how can you hate your brother but love God whom you've never seen? How can you dislike somebody so much that you don't talk to him, that you don't smile at him, that you have a malice in your heart, but then you go on professing God? And so the text says you have to love God in order to know him and to love his son. He loves us. I didn't mean to get on to that, so let me go back and say this, that God loves us so much that he knew all the mistakes we would make. God loves us so much that he also knew every time that we would falter and every time that we would fall, and yet he still blesses us time and time again. Basically, all that is to say that God loves us for us. There is nothing that we have to put out on social media for God to like us. There is nothing that we have to hide behind closed doors. God said, I can see everything that you're doing. I know everything that you're thinking. I know everything that you're feeling. And that same God says, even though you have all of these faults, I'm here for you. I love you. And our children need to know that. Our youth and our young adults need to know that there is no mistake so big that you can run away from God's love. There is nothing that you can do that will cause him to turn his face from you. Every morning that you wake up, you ought to say, thank you, God, for your love, even though we may not understand it. It's a love that keeps on giving. It's a love that is healing, that is moving mountains. It's a love that is refreshing every day we get up, even when we don't like ourselves, when we don't like our skin color, when we don't like our hair texture, when we don't like the clothes that we wear. God still loves us. You know, there are moments, church, I'm just going off. I'm just, y'all got to let me get off the paper, okay? I hadn't been following it anyway, so let me just talk. You know, there are moments when I preach, and I get in my car, and my wife, who loves me dearly, will tell me, listen, you did really great at this, or you said that really brilliantly. I mean, you really broke this apart. And she'll say, you did so well, and you touched me, and you helped me in this moment. But all I can think about is how somebody frowned when I said this. All I can think about is, did I say that word correctly? All I can think about is, did I really make sense what I was saying up there? And so this negative mindset comes into me that I forget the person that said, who I know loves me, that told me that I did a good job. And then I'm thinking about all the negative stuff. That's just like us as Christians. Most of the time we forget because we look at everything negative in our life. We think about everything that we've done. We think about everything we could have done. We think about the people we don't know, Deja, that we can never see on a screen that may dislike something or may talk about us. We look at people in church and we know they don't like us, and we still allow them to get the best of us. That don't have any. But if we remember that there is a God who loves us more than anybody, that there is a God who loves us before our parents loved us, there is a God who loves us before our grandparents knew us, there is a God that loves us even despite of ourselves. And that is good news. That is a refresher. And that's all 1 John is saying. I know that it may seem like I'm repeating myself, but if you go from the first four chapters, John talks about loving him, God, loving Christ and one another. And then there is something that is required of us in chapter 5. That's why I wanted to bring the text. And I want to thank Jasmine for choosing the theme scripture and the theme for today, because it gives us a great insight into chapter 5. Even though God's love for us is unconditional, and God's love for us is something that we don't have to invite, it's already done, there is something that we have to do to show our love to God. And that love that we have to show to him in order to prove that we love him is to be obedient to him. We have to be obedient to him. How do we know that we love God? How does the world know when we love God? How can people tell that we love God? Because when we're obedient to him, we love one another without judgment. We love ourselves, and most importantly, we love Christ. So obedience is key. His love is unconditional. But our love must be intentional. His is unconditional, but our love must be intentional. Every morning we wake up, every time we go to sleep, we have to be intentional about being obedient to God. You cannot love God without obedience. Let me say that again. We cannot love God without obedience. Let me say that just a little bit louder. You cannot love God. We cannot love God. I cannot love God without obedience. You can't live any type of way that you want to and expect God to be able to say, "You love me." You can't do anything that you want to do and expect God and expect the world to be able to see our love for him. You can't talk to people any way that you want without being able to say, "I don't love God." You cannot show one thing or say one thing, and then on the other hand, you're showing something else. We have to be obedient. It's not like Instagram. It's not like social media. You can put on a profile picture and it looks good on the outside and people think certain amount of things and then you get likes for it. It's not like that. It's not like us as Christians who have PhD in religion, who never make a mistake. It's not like us as Christians when we come to church and we smile and we tell people everything is good. I'm praying for you and you ain't said a prayer for me since I've been here. You cannot fake it. You cannot fake love. You cannot fake obedience. And obedience requires sacrifice. It requires daily time. It requires us getting off of our devices. Do y'all know why youth like everything so instant? Because they have everything so instant in their hands. We cannot keep their attention more than 5 minutes or so, and I'm done. Because everything is so quick. But that's not the case with our relationship with God. It's different. It requires time. Anybody who has had or is in a successful relationship know that it requires time. It requires patience. It requires conversation. You have to talk to God. You got to pray. You got to spend time in His Word. Obedience, sacrifice. And from that obedience, the world will see that we love God. How was your relationship with Him? Do you love God, or are you just pretending? Sometimes I do pretend. Sometimes I get choked up on lying to people because I really want to say something else. Sometimes I don't have the most Christian response. I don't wake up perfect, and neither do you. And you're never going to. It is a daily struggle. It is an intentional thing that you have to make at every step of the way. And so John says, in order to love God, in order to love my son, you have to be obedient. Spend time with me. And then he ends on this note, and this is where I offer the invitation. He says, listen, if you love me, you will overcome the world. If you love me, there's nothing that will affect our relationship. If you love me, there's nothing that will get in the way of that. If you love me, your depression will end. If you love me, your health gets better. There's nothing that the world can put on you that's greater than my love. It doesn't always happen in the moment when we want it to. It doesn't mean that we're going to get healed like that. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have little slipbacks in what we think or how we feel. But it does mean that it won't last always. Psalms tells us, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That happens with love. And so this morning, I want to be intentional about offering that. I know that on the program we offer Christ to you, but I have decided to follow Jesus. And so I want to sing that, and I want to just say this, especially for people that may be joining us online or listening to this later. Listen, this was a very simple message because I only wanted to stress the power of God's love and our intention behind loving Him. But there are a lot of people faking it. People can tell when we fake it. But we can change that. You can change that by being intentional. And in this moment, this is where we can be intentional. So just close your eyes. Please, for the sake of offering Christ, just for this moment, please close your eyes. And I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to ask it several different ways, and then I'm going to ask your response. With your eyes closed, everybody have your eyes closed. Do you think you can do better in your relationship with Christ? If you said yes, then think about it this way. If you don't know Christ, do you want to know Him? Do you want to know that love? And this is where I'm going to ask your feedback. If you want that deeper relationship with Christ, if you want to start anew, would you raise your hand? If you want a better relationship with God, if you want to redo this thing, would you raise your hand? You put your hands down. This is the next thing I want to do. Open your eyes. Half of our congregation raised their hand. It wasn't just youth. It wasn't just young adults. Would you come to the altar? Would you come and say that I want to do better? I want to change. I want to walk differently. Our deacons and our greeters will come and stand in the aisles and meet you. If you're a youth and you want to be baptized, if you want to belong to a family, you can come as well. But if you raised your hand and you want to start anew today, please come to the altar. We'll pray together. We'll write down. We'll redo this thing. But come now. Listen, don't miss this opportunity. And if you're at home, if you're watching us on YouTube, type in the box and then we'll make sure to get to you. We'll make sure to capture those messages. Thank you for those of you coming. Don't walk by yourselves. Come with somebody. Let's rededicate our lives to a Christ who loves us. Let's sing together. I have decided to follow Jesus. Let's sing that, church. Let's stand so people are not walking by themselves. Let's do this together. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back,
no turning back,
no turning back.
Nope.
The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me,
the world behind me.
Yeah, no turning back.
No turning back.
Sing, church, no turning back.
No turning back.
Sing with your voices, no instruments.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Lord, we can do better.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
No turning back. No turning back.
I'm going to ask Pastor Freeman in just a second to pray for us, for those that want to rededicate their lives. And then I'm going to ask those that want to be baptized, that want to join, that want to belong to this family. We're going to stay up here. And after we pray, you can go back to your seats, except if you want to join or if you want to be a member here. Pastor Freeman.
To follow Jesus. Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Let us pray. Dear God, we have gathered around the altar. Some are standing. Some are seated in this sanctuary. All of us are focused on your throne of grace. We have come, dear God, many needs, many concerns and burdens, and we bring them right now to your throne of grace. Oh God, the preacher asked Are you seeking a deeper relationship with God? Do you want to be better? Do you want to do better? Do you want to live better? And persons have come forward, and persons are seated and standing in this sanctuary, standing before you, O God, and we are all saying, we want to do better. We want to be better. We want to live better. We come, O God, to ask you to forgive us of our sin. Lord, you know our sin. You know our shortcomings. You know the public sins. You know the private sins. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We are sorry. We're sorry for the things we've said. We're sorry for the way we've lived. We're sorry for how we've treated each other. We're sorry, O God, for coming short of your glory and your expectations. Oh God, you love us so much. The preacher told us you loved us even before our parents knew us. You loved us before we knew ourselves. And oh God, sometimes we don't act worthy of your love. Sometimes we don't act as if we belong to you, oh God. Clean us up, oh God. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Wash us until we're whiter than snow, oh God. Change our hearts, change our minds, change our behavior, change our relationships. Change us, oh God, and mold us day by day into your image. Help us to grow. Those who want to grow, God, help them to grow in your word. Help them to grow in the spirit. Help them to grow in service. Help them to grow and let their lights shine and their lives continue to serve you, O God. Bless Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Bless our youth and young adults. Bless Reverend Torrance Spears and the leadership team. Bless the ministry, O God, and the work that is going forth in your name, O God. We thank you, O God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, O God, for forgiving our sin, and we commit ourselves to walking with you from this day forward. We want to be better. We want to be stronger. We want to be renewed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes. God bless you. You can go to your seats, those of you who are not looking to join the church or want to be baptized. No turning back. One more time, I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.